When Balls Fall. Audio story, Ashesh Naim. Forget your girly wimpy clit. Mistress has a real manly 12-inch monster to rape your boy pussy, bitch. Now strip and present your butt, you slut. The petite, small, beautiful, but hard-eyed wife was holding her taller, stronger, bigger, macho, but submissive hubby's balls in her palm, and she was sweetly but firmly squeezing him. Your balls are in my grip, and you are my boy slut. Now present and strip and present your butt, you slut. Taller, stronger, bigger, macho but submissive hubby meekly complied. To the shock and awe of her radical feminist lesbo gal pals gang, the taller, stronger, macho hubby had stood up and meekly complied with the order of a heterosexual, petite, small, beautiful wife. Now move over to the spanking bench and assume the position so I can show the delights how we heterofeminists punish our sub-hobbies in the privacy of our dungeons and dens. In his mind, instead of being her bigger, taller, stronger, macho hobby, he felt like a naughty schoolboy, meekly bent over, pants down in the headmistress's study, knowing he would soon feel the full fury of a cruel rattan cane on bare buttocks. But no, his smaller, prettier, petite, beautiful wife really adored him, and his muscled body, and his slave boy status. She didn't want to beat him unnecessarily just to feed the egos of her feminazi lesbo gang, gal pals. So she smiled sweetly, strapped on her dildo, copiously put KY jelly, and effortlessly slid right up his rectum. With one hand, she held his balls in a firm, wifely grip. Husband, spread your legs and accept your wifely mistress right up your backside. Who owns thy balls, hubby? My queen, my empress, my sovereign, my ruler, my wife. You own this humble slave boy's balls, soul, and asshole. You own everything, including my locked up cock, which has been in chastity for 2 years now. And slowly, she fucked him with a double-ended dildo, which was doing a number on her own clitoris and gently squeezing his balls. His locked-up chaste cock was leaking pre-cum, copious streams of transparent, viscous, thick pre-cum, the fluid which is the enemy to man's health. And the pre-cum, as it leaked out of his body, freed him of prostate cancer and prostate enlargement. And her beautiful, loving grip on his balls gave him some sort of husbandly pain, and he felt humiliated male impotence and masculine humility in the grip of a feminist, feminazi palm. But it was also maternal and motherly and loving, and she tenderly squeezed him firmly so that he could feel little pain and the fact that she was his superior, but warmly so that he felt he was surrounded by love. her total fingers and hand gripped him with motherly love and affection, and she felt she was pleasuring her own slave boy, her own incestuous progeny, her beloved son, and she did not whip his ass, she did not use a rattan cane, she did not humiliate him in front of her gal pals or reduce him to a blubbering mess, and she never actually enjoyed the scene of a grown man reduced to a blubbering mess, but she squeezed his balls and kept on ripping his ass until all his toxic, carcinogenic precum fled from his center of his being. But the white cement, the tejas, the shakti, the real masculinity, the testosterone, they stayed inside him. That built up tremendous stamina, sexuality, muscles, alertness, mental faculty, so that from a man he became a superman, almost a god. Afterwards, she lay back and ordered him, "Hubby, on thy knees and lick my pussy," in the afterglow of orgasm. And he humbly licked her to post-orgasmic bliss and nirvana, while a jealous lesbo gal pals watched. Because they had given up heterosexuality as a political statement to show that feminazis should be lesbians and they should hate male and not have anything to do with them. But their friend had clearly whipped their ass in womanly competition and clearly came out the better by supremely ruling her husband as well as enjoying orgasm by raping his beautiful buttocks as well as enjoying post-orgasmic glow and bliss from his masculine, energetic and skillful tongue, from his humility, just the fact that a grown man was humbly humiliating himself on his knees before her pussy made her clench her pussy in many triumphant, vindictive orgasms. Something which they were missing, because they were lesbians, they were all equal to each other, unless they had some sub-girl, slave-girl, dominant mistress equations, their equal sex was no good to them. Whereas this man, having been locked up for long, he didn't lose his semen, he was faithful to his mistress, and she also tenderly loved him by squeezing his balls. She didn't like spanking or whipping his ass. She may have slapped in appreciation once or twice, but she loved tenderly squeezing his muscled ass, because he did a lot of squats and lunges and kept his body fit, going to the gym regularly, even though he wore a jock strap and a short and never changed in front of the other males, because they would see his locked up cock in a CB2000 as well as a humiliating tattoo on his buttocks saying wife's property. On his left buttock it was written wife's, and his right buttock it was tattooed property. And he never strayed from her, he never had sex with any other woman, he never was involved in any adulterous whatever. And she did have male friends, and but not really liking to be fucked around the countryside by huge number of unknown males whose hygiene she did not know. She also loved her, and they had this fetish of son mommy, so she was a step mommy in fantasy, he was a stepson. And so they lived very happily The lesbian feminazis felt very jealous and frustrated after watching them. Okay. Thank you.